The Moon That Rose at Midday by Nebulia, read by Daisy Diversions. Fandom, IQ. Relationship, Hinata / Kageyama. This work is not rated and no archive warnings apply. Author's Notes. Written for the ooh-woo thick chats, writing/art/transformative work prompt on day 325, Runaway. Thanks to everyone for hosting and encouraging writing. Felt good to finish something. Timestamp, 2016 June. I wrote this not sure if Hinata was already in Brazil or not, but a quick look at chapter 370 indicates that he is there during Rio, so I'm assuming he was. No research was done in making this fic, though. Additionally, this fic doesn't spoil chapters 387, but chapter 387 informs it. Kageyama is written as autistic and strongly implied to be so in the text, but it's not explicit. Kageyama usually doesn't call. Mostly, he sends pictures. Occasionally, with small essays about practice attached. Sometimes, he sends articles about volleyball, news pieces or a highlight video, and sometimes a tip sheet in English. Shoyo sends those things too, but if he wants to talk, he almost always has to call Kageyama. There's no point in waiting for him to call. So, when Kageyama calls, Shoyo answers. It's June, and Kageyama should be at lunch at the national camp, but instead he's calling Shoyo at midnight Shoyo's time. And usually, he's very respectful of Shoyo's early morning schedule. Shoyo is going to answer because Kageyama doesn't call, and doesn't call when he's training, and doesn't call at midnight, Shoyo's time, except he is. Kageyama? If I, Kageyama says, and his voice is very small. If I came to Brazil. Like for the Olympics? Shoyo says. No, Kageyama says, voice still small. Just to not be here. Shoyo frowns. Kageyama? Kageyama doesn't say anything, but his breath gusts in Shoyo's ear, elevated. Kageyama, what's wrong? It's lonely here, Kageyama says, like he has to rip the words out of himself. I'll make the team for sure, but I'm too young and too weird and too intense and everyone is so focused, and me too, but it's, his voice cracks. Kageyama, Shoyo says, and his own voice wobbles. Kageyama, if you quit now. I know it's running away, Kageyama says, but it's hard to be alone. Shoyo hasn't been in Brazil long, but he knows that feeling now in a way that he didn't before he moved. Kageyama's behavior makes far more sense than it did when they first met, now that Shoyo knows how it is to feel completely alone in the world. Kageyama might not have been in a different country, but he still speaks a different language half the time. So Shoyo's pretty sure he felt just as lost his whole life as Shoyo does now. Kageyama, Shoyo says, don't you dare quit on me now. Eh? Kageyama says, more energy in that single syllable than in the rest of the phone call put together. If you quit in a month before you're picked for the Olympic team because you're too weird for everyone else, you're a coward. He ignores Kageyama's sputtering. And if you quit because you're scared before we stand on the world stage together, I'll never forgive you. What happened to nothing is scarier than Oikawa-san? That was before. Kageyama starts and cuts himself off, but Shoyo can guess. Before he realized how it felt to have the support of people around you, and how it feels to have that rug pulled out from under you. "Can I tell you something?" Shoyo says, hushed. Kageyama's quiet. "I look up ticket prices back to Japan at least once a week. Only ever at night, because then I say if I still want to buy them in the morning, I will. But I never do. It's scary, Kageyama." "Yeah," Kageyama says, the syllable little more than a whoosh of air. "It is." "That's why you gotta wait for me, okay?" Shoyo says. "You can't take the coward's way out and leave me here, scared, alone." Kageyama doesn't say anything for a long time. His breath sounds a little wet, but Shoyo is magnanimous. He won't make fun of him. Kageyama swallows. "Hurry up then," he says finally. "You're already going to miss one Olympics. You better not miss another." "You'd better not get your stupid ass injured before I get there," Shoyo retorts, and Kageyama snorts. His voice isn't small anymore. Shoyo mentally chalks another tally in his victories against Kageyama column. He's definitely winning. Author's notes. Kudos and comments are always appreciated. Title is from BTS's Heartbeat. Specifically, Bangtan's translation. Link. You can find me on Twitter and Tumblr. Reader's notes. They're also on Blue Sky. So additional reader's notes, I don't actually go here, so I hope this holds up to anybody who's listening's interests and imaginations of these characters. And if you enjoyed this work, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments to the original author. And thank you for having Blanket permission to Podvic. Thanks for listening.